Welcome to The Voice of Business, the official podcast of the Chamber of Commerce Hawaii. I'm your host, Jo McGarry. We're brought to you today by Altruis. Our podcast today is all about tech. You'll have noticed that there's a theme in some of our recent podcasts about bringing to the attention of listeners and beyond how important it is to start training our young people to think about technology and all of its different fields as a career path. And we're going to keep on doing that because we really believe, especially at the Chamber, how valuable it is to be able to provide resources for our graduating students, keeping them, if possible, at home. So we have two very distinguished guests this morning who are joining us to tell you more. Our first guest is Alan Ito. Alan is with the University of Hawaii as IT Workforce Development and Regulated Policy Lead. Prior to this, he was Information Security Officer for Hawaii Pacific Health, responsible for the oversight of Hawaii Pacific Health's information security programs. Prior to joining Hawaii Pacific Health, Mr. Ito held various information technology leadership positions, including Chief Information Officer for Team Praxis, Hawaii Health System Core, and St. Francis Healthcare System. He helped start the Regional Extension Center program at the Hawaii Health Information Exchange and was involved in starting Convergence CT, a healthcare data company. He also served as a consultant with KPMG, an international accounting and consulting firm. Thank you for joining us today. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks.
Our second guest is John Augustine. He is a health IT leader with over 23 years of experience in healthcare payer, acute care, and ambulatory care environments. He joined the HMSA team in December of 2021 as the Director of Enterprise Architecture. Prior to joining HMSA, John held various IT leadership roles, overseeing IT infrastructure, architecture, cybersecurity, IT operations, service management, software development, and project management. John is a process and result-driven technology leader with extensive experience leveraging standards, frameworks, industry trends, and the best practice to health organizations in support of improving access and care for members and patients in the community he served. I love that title, the Director of Enterprise Architecture. That's very cool.
Thank you so much.
Welcome. It's nice to have you both here. As I mentioned in the introduction, we've really sort of committed, the Chamber is very committed to getting the word out and getting information to people about how much there is in the world of IT and technology for our young people. For the longest of times, for decades, there was kind of an expectation that young people would have to leave Hawaii and then come back, hopefully. And in recent years, I think we're seeing that there's ample opportunity here if people know how to train and how to be trained. Alan, I wonder, first of all, tell us a little bit about Tech Days and why and how that started, to give us some background.
Sure. Yeah, so Tech Days, because we're in spring, we're calling it Tech Days of Spring 2024. We started Tech Days last year. The first Tech Days was Tech Days of Spring 2023. And the reason why it started was, you know, we at the university, we've been putting on for the past several years tech-oriented career fairs. And we were talking to some other organizations, and they were saying last spring, they said, oh, we're going to have this event. And we said, well, we're doing this, and it's always in the same time frame. So we all got together and said, you know, wouldn't it be cool if we just said something like Tech Days of Spring, and have all these different events focused on IT and tech as a career option for our next generation to look at. And that's basically how it started. So we have Tech Days of Spring and Tech Days of Fall.
Are you finding already that there's just much more interest being generated in all the different fields to try and both reach young people to attract them into different areas and to just sort of grow the reputation of Hawaii as a place where you can come and have a lot of really well-trained workers?
You know, there's a lot of support and interest from our employers, you know, both commercial as well as governmental, including the Department of Defense, you know, to get our young people in Hawaii trained to, if they so desire, enter a field, a technology field. you know, and we're just trying to keep our foot on the pedal to keep that interest growing. And, you know, I think we're seeing more and more from the young next generation also, their interest, seems to be growing. Their awareness, is growing. Still, I think there's a lot more that we can do. You know, we've been doing different events. For example, Tech Days of Spring include, events that will focus on teachers, high school teachers, high school students, as well as, you know, college level, students. So different kinds of activities, workshops that are going on, but, you know, we can do more.
And even within the different occupations, there are multiple job opportunities. John, I know that you can speak to this directly, being in healthcare. Healthcare seems to be one of the sort of major areas where tech is advancing everywhere. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about your background and how important tech is in everything from security to just developing programs.
Absolutely. Thank you. So I think healthcare is not an exception in terms of how important information technology is and making sure that the technology is ready to go to support the really the corporate strategy of any organization. And healthcare is absolutely not an exception there. A lot of organizations know you need to have a solid information technology foundation in order to do strategy, to do day-to-day operations, in many cases, in order for you know, regulatory compliance. It's absolutely a necessity in different areas. And information technology is so diverse nowadays from, I mean, you rattled off a couple of them a second ago, from cybersecurity to you know, as you did my introduction on infrastructure to service management, IT service management, all absolutely necessary to be competitive in today's world. Competitive and kind of looking at HMSA and our mission that we have here in Hawaii, we have over 50% of the community here in Hawaii that has HMSA as a health plan. Right. And in order for us to keep up with that demand and take care of the health of Hawaii, we have to have information technology. We have to make sure we are protecting our information, our data. We have to make sure that we're as modern as possible in order for us to be as streamlined as possible to promote healthcare, the best healthcare as possible. So, I mean, that's really what the need is. And the Tech Days of Spring has been really, really exciting because as we look at the demands coming from, you know, from HMSA, for example, it's very important for us to get individuals in the right positions to address these needs. And we've at HMSA been very much involved in a lot of the events, the career fairs. There's been events such as the talk story events where leaders from HMSA, and I've participated in some of these myself. We go out and we answer a lot of questions on what the prospective students or, you know, the IT students have on the career, and which is great because, you know, I don't think I had those opportunities, you know, early on 20 plus years ago. So I think it's great because you hear it firsthand from leaders, reputable leaders in organizations, and we're hoping it excites individuals who are absolutely interested in coming in this direction. So
what kind of people are you looking for? I mean, we've talked to so many different industries over the past few months. And it's everything from, you know, someone who needs retraining or wants to get into a different mm-hmm. field, all the way to the brightest college graduates that we have in Hawaii. Who are you hoping to attract to the tech fairs?
Well, actually all of the above. You know, because you know, I'm with the university, and the university is sponsoring a number of the events. We focus on the students within mm-hmm. our university system. So all of our 10 campuses and students in a tech-related field. But we're not excluding anyone from the events. You know, so if someone hears about it and comes to, say, a career fair or comes to a workshop, you know, we're not saying, oh, you know, you can't attend. You know, but we are interested in really making people more aware of what the opportunities are in Hawaii, and just to let them know that you don't need to move away from Hawaii to get a really good and interesting job in the tech field.
And the most important thing is well-paying jobs, because I think that's one of the things too that there's an emphasis on now is creating well-paying jobs so that not only do people stay, but they can afford to stay. They can buy a home. They can enjoy bringing up their families here.
Exactly. I think hopefully, people realize that, these tech jobs are, they tend to be, well-paying. And then they also have, many of them have a good career path to follow where you can just, keep doing some interesting work and then increase your compensation as you do that.
I'm really interested, if we go a little bit off track, if you don't mind for a minute. I mean, you've had a long career in health, information, security programs, security systems. How, when we're talking about young people now who can make a whole career as their jobs change, how much of you, when you take a step back, do you look and go, this has changed beyond anything I could have imagined? Because even in the past decade, right, things have just changed unbelievably. What is it like from when you first started with healthcare systems to today? Can you describe?
Well, I don't want to, I guess I'm going to date myself, but, when I started in technology, it was mainframe computers. And we fed programs into the computer as punch cards.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at, and I think I want to say the computers that I worked with in school at that time, probably what's my iPhone now has, comparable power and capabilities. The internet, I think, changed a lot of things, where before the computer was just sort of standalone and you tie into one computer. With the internet, you can connect worldwide if that's what your need is.
Which was not a thing that healthcare could do. And it's a really vital thing with healthcare now, isn't it? The fact that you can see a doctor digitally, in New York, if he happens to be the specialist mm-hmm. you want to see, and he can really almost diagnose you just from talking mm-hmm. to you. That kind of thing really was sort of like, mm-hmm.
When I was at St. Francis, using telemedicine, there was a grant given out to the hospitals in Hawaii, for some telemedicine equipment. So we actually, hosted and it got worldwide attention. There was a surgeon on the Big Island doing an eye surgery. And we had a specialist at St. Francis in Honolulu, guiding him. And, we kind of broadcast that.
That was revolutionary at the time.
It was, yes, yeah.
And how quickly things just become normal, yes. We don't think anything of that.
That's right.
Nowadays and the kind of technology. John, I have a question for you too that's really more just my own sort of being inquisitive than anything. But healthcare, you said that HMSA, for example, has 50% or a little more of the residents of Hawaii under your care. Is that one of the things that makes healthcare such an amazing target for cyber criminals? Because we hear a lot of people are targeting healthcare systems. Is it because you have such a massive database and because you have so much very personal information about people? Or is it just they're targeting everybody?
Well, I think, so there's a lot of information that's flown out there, but one of the obvious ones is the value of healthcare data, right? And in the cyber world, data, there's a money value to it. And when it comes to healthcare, and I'm going to call it the threat actors, the bad guys, they know the value of this. And they know there's a price to pay to, in the event it's compromised, that organization will pay to, get their data back, if you will. So there is a dollar amount there that's very, very common out there that threat actors want to, reason why they want to compromise the data from a cyber attack. So I think that's a big driver, is really the value of healthcare data in today's world, right? There's so much information in there that could use to be identity theft and beyond, mm-hmm. right? And because of that high dollar value, it's absolutely targeted.
Which is why you need to recruit bright young people who are able to go into the field of cybersecurity and keep maintaining
the safety.
That's
absolutely correct.
You've both mentioned that there's lots of career opportunities within the tech industry. And that's one of the things that you obviously highlight at the Spring Tech Fair. Give us an example of some of the diverse opportunities that you both see and the kind of things that do get students excited about a long-term career.
Well, cybersecurity, as we've been talking about, is obviously one of them. Another one that's growing in, I think, interest, and there's a lot of focus on because of artificial intelligence, is data sciences. I'm seeing just, in the students that I talk with, that more and more seem to be interested in going into data sciences, data analysis, because artificial intelligence, at the end of it all, is taking a lot of data, analyzing and getting information out of it. So data science is another area. Programming is the traditional field that I think, initially, many people, when they think about an IT career, they think about programming. I started off as a programmer, many, many years ago. So that's another area. Although it'll be interesting to see what artificial intelligence does, to programming as a profession, as more and more, you have AI being able to generate code that programmers, in the past would write. So I think another area that's really growing in importance is, more of the analysis, being able to look at a business process or a business organization and being able to translate between what the business needs and then what you want the computer to do. So that's another field. Infrastructure. John mentioned that, he's one of the areas he's responsible for is infrastructure. So that's the networking, the cabling, the routers, the servers. And that's changing also because more and more organizations are moving, their infrastructure to more of a cloud infrastructure or a hybrid infrastructure where they might have some things on premise and some things, running up in the cloud. That's another area that, people can go into.
And they're very, within each area, there's some really interesting opportunities. Because when you mentioned data and the high level of development of gathering data now, there are so many businesses. I mean, I know that in my world of commercial real estate, we advise companies, don't do anything until you've seen data now. And it's not just seeing the data. But for me, the truly exciting thing is interpreting the data. Because up to this point, AI is doing a great job. But up to this point, we are the people with boots on the ground who can look at data and say, oh, that's what that means in Hawaii. And that's what that means to you. And there's so much value in that, I think, for mm-hmm. companies. You must see that too a lot Absolutely. With your...
Absolutely. So that's, I did want to chime in on that. Data management is significant, right? A lot of organizations are really making data-driven decisions, right, is kind of the basis on how they're making decisions. You got to have the data in place to do that. And, I think all industries can absolutely relate to that, right? What is the data behind this decision, this investment? And in healthcare, it's huge when we make decisions on how we improve lives, right? Mm-hmm. And we use that whether you're on the health plan side or the patient care side. We absolutely need data to make decisions for a member or patient in healthcare. So that's a big demand that's there right now. And kind of looking at the programs we have in the universities, that's something that is a big component. That's a demand in today's world. So I could certainly relate to that.
And I think it's one of the more exciting fields. I mean, just, being an observer, but to me, entering the field of data interpretation and management, you are not only just dealing with data that's being gathered, but it's up to you to say, how is this going to work for you? Or in healthcare, it must be amazing and exciting just to look at data and go, oh my gosh, so this is telling us if we do this, that's going to happen. I mean, that's really exciting.
I get really excited about that, actually. Earlier, you asked a question around, what does it take for, an IT person and what's a good candidate? And Alan responded to that. But I think... one of the big reasons why I do this day to day is because it makes a difference, right? And you heard me open up with, you have to have IT to align with day to day and even the strategy of an organization. And you can actually see the benefits firsthand in IT, whether you're providing the data, providing a mobile app, providing a website, servicing an IT support request. You could see firsthand how we can impact from an IT standpoint the trajectory of the organization. And that includes taking care of members and patients mm-hmm. firsthand when we have the data. We can make the right decision for that consumer, mm-hmm. whether that's consumers in banking or a patient. But it really does excite me because, and IT is so diverse. We rattled off a dozen type of IT fields here just in the last 15, 20 minutes. And you can actually hop around between, right, IT subject matters throughout your career, right? And Alan was kind of talking about that. And you have his introduction there and his background. You have mine as well. And you see various functions yeah. in there. So it's really exciting.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to mention, you know, as we're talking about all of this, and especially I think with AI, artificial intelligence, mm-hmm. you know, building an interest out there, is that one of the really important things, you know, for someone going into the field is to be able to think critically mm-hmm. And to be, you know, because the technology as we move forward is going to keep changing. It's changing faster, you know, now more than ever. But the underlying thread for someone who goes into the field is that they need to be able to think critically, to be able to break problems down into component parts, you know, so they can help address it. You know, most organizations, when they look at someone's, you know, they ask, you know, how are you going to help me solve the problems that I have in my organization? So it's looking at chaos and trying to put some order around chaos. You know, I think that's for someone going into the field, that's a trait that would be very helpful. In fact, I would almost say, you know, essential. But I think that's also what makes it so exciting. And then also somebody who also wants to learn a lot, because as we've been talking, the technology is changing so rapidly. What someone learns in school today will probably or almost surely be different 5 years from now. Mm-hmm. And they're going to have to keep learning to keep up with all of that.
And I think too that what we're seeing here is that this entire industry is, you know, it is open to people that you've just described and also to very creative people, because I think that's what really excites me about certainly the data part of it is, you know, I would say that I probably have a creative brain. I'm so excited when I'm able to go to clients and say, guess what? I just found out about your demographic. This is where you should put your next business. And this is why. And people are relying more and more on that, on us saying to them, honestly, we know your sales here are going to be this, and knowing the type of people who are going to benefit from that business, whether it's a new healthcare center, or a new retail center, or just a new restaurant. It's super, super exciting. So we know who you're looking for. We know the work that you're doing to get the word out there. How are people going to come to see you all at Tech Days of Spring?
Well, we have a number of different events lined up. We have a professional interaction night happening on April 1st. That's geared towards students, but we are looking for industry professionals to come to it and interact with the students. We have, I think, some externships where businesses are going to be hosting high school teachers. We also have, I think, a downtown expedition where students, high school students, are going to go and actually visit different sites using technology. So we have different events. There is a website that we have that people can go to.
And we'll put it on the Chamber of Commerce website to save you looking for it.
Okay,
so
good.
When everyone's listening, they can link to your websites and to more information as they get there, wherever they get their podcasts from. Okay, so it's happening soon, and we hope to have a lot of people in attendance. I'm sure it will grow every year as people are more and more aware of the opportunities that are out there. Thank you both. That was like the fastest interview that we've done in ages. I mean, I think that in itself just shows you how interesting the opportunities are out there nowadays for tech. But Alan and John, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Voice of Business, the official podcast of the Chamber of Commerce Hawaii, brought to you by Alteryx. Join us next time for more stories of Hawaii's business.